was a mighty nation.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam Radio on RBN Network. By the way, if you wanted to be able to help Tom from the host for Resurrect the Republic, they do accept donations on resurrecttherepublic.com. It helps him to be able to get from place to place to be able to do live reporting on different issues. So before I went on to break, I was discussing the amazing thing about this video that I want to share with you. It's not an extremely long video, but you will definitely understand why it is so powerful. And it has to do with people are tired of true lawlessness. I can understand the frustration that some people have with the police. I myself sometimes do as well. Why? Because they allow the real criminals. They refuse to do their duty and lock up real criminals. And as they watch them commit these criminal acts, they go after the little man. All to put people in prisons, to fatten the pockets of a private prison system that leads back to the same bankers that have entrapped us. So I would ask that you please play the video. Lieutenant Michael Flynn calls on Crooked Hillary to drop out of the race. Tell me what you think.
We do not need a reckless president who believes she is above the law. Lock her up. That's right. Yes, that's right. Lock her up. I'm going to tell you what. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I use hashtag never Hillary. That's what I use. I have called on Hillary Clinton. I have called on Hillary Clinton to drop out of the race because she put our nation's security at extremely high risk with her careless use of a private email server. Lock her up. Lock her up. You guys are good. Damn right. You're exactly right. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know why? And you know why? You know why we're saying that? We're saying that because if I, a guy who knows this business, if I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today. So, Crooked Hillary Clinton, leave this race now. She needs to go.
So as you can hear, there were thousands of individuals there, each and every one of them chanting, lock her up. That's truly what the problem is in this nation. Our law enforcement that we used to look up to, it wasn't about the blue line. It was about doing what was right. And yeah, that's been many, many, many years ago. Will you have the guts as an officer to stop and step over that blue line? I know a couple of officers that did. They are phenomenal, amazing people. I've even reported on some of them. And they were targeted by the department, the TSA, Why? Because they were the Constitutional Police Sheriffs and Police Officers Association all the way down in Nevada. That officer's name was Police Chief Shane Harger, an amazing and phenomenal person. By the time he got back, his entire police force had been, quote unquote, let go. So I know it is hard sometimes for y'all to cross that line. I understand that a lot of times you feel like that is your only family, because you rely on each other to keep you alive. Well, it's time for us to unite, because a lot of the anger stems from the officers refusing to do their real duty and follow their oath. A lot of the anger stems from watching these corrupt individuals, whether it be the ATF selling weaponry to drug cartels, causing over 200 deaths, and you want to hold me to new gun control? You're kidding me. Why would I seek permission from a criminal organization to buy a weapon of self-defense when they themselves acknowledged trafficking guns and larger items to the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel known for murder and drugs? While the DEA has been busted themselves bringing drugs into the United States of America, their lawlessness, yet they hold individuals trying to claim it's illegal. While the IRS targets the American citizens and Lois Lerner and the other individuals get off scot-free and laugh, while they perjure themselves or while they don't. While Hillary Clinton destroys Libya, while she, being a major faction in the Benghazi scheme, that wasn't an embassy that Stevens and Tyrone Woods and Sean Daugherty were killed at. There's one other individual's name, and I can't remember it right off the top of my head. And for that, I apologize. But every one of them were our American brothers and sisters, and they should have never been there in the first place. It was a CIA annex, and they were arming, training, funding Anwar al-Sharia to send them into Syria to help overthrow Assad, which is another invasion. How can you not expect individuals who are righteous anger? We want the lawlessness to stop, and it must stop in the seats of county government, in the police offices across this nation, in the Department of Homeland Security, CIA, FBI, and so on and so on and so on. Hillary Clinton touts at the law, and she laughs in your faces, and what difference at this point does it make? It's okay for them to destroy nations and innocent lives. It's okay for Obama to drone thousands of civilians that had nothing to do with anything. It's okay for him to openly admit to murdering an American citizen, whether you liked his policies, his ideals, or not. He had no due process, and I'm talking about Anwar al-Awlaki. Then the president, admittedly, his 16-year-old son murdered by drone, and senators were caught saying that, well, he should have had a better father. My heart is saddened, but at the same time, I'm overjoyed because I know and I see what is going on. The truth is rising, and there's one thing about the truth. It shines that light in the darkness every time. There's no better disinfectant to the corrupt global elite that would destroy humanity than the truth. And I ask, are you going to be part of the solution? Are you going to see something, do something? Not everybody walks around armed, but I'm going to tell you I do. I'm very known for walking around armed. I don't hide that fact, and never once has an officer felt threatened by me because they know I am not a threat. A criminal knows when I tell them, stop what you're doing and go on. They know I mean it. Because I take it upon myself, and I take it as a duty to protect my neighbors, to protect my neighborhood, whether they are new in the neighborhood or not, whether they know me or not, doesn't matter. This is where I live. This is where our children live. This is where our walking history, referring to the elderly, live. And you will not destroy their lives as long as I am around. Will you take that challenge? Will you stand up and try to unite your community? You know it will reverse the police state. You know, a heavily armed society, or where there's an armed society, there's a polite society that is very accurate. My passion is for each one of you. And here's the thing. You can love me or you can hate me, but that does not change that I have love for you. My love for you is not contingent upon whether you love me. My duty to protect you is not contingent on whether you will protect me. I protect myself. I don't call a complete stranger to come over to wherever I am at on a phone, hoping that they will get there on time to protect my life. That is not going to happen. I will alleviate the threat, and then I will call. And then they can pick up the pieces. And they will fall wherever they may. But I would rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Now, with that being said, I wanted to bring up that and bring to your attention, they're all over Craigslist from different areas. There are crisis actors being hired. One is in West Palm Beach. I've been kind of keeping track of these. It was posted on 7/9/2016. And it says, we are a government contractor with 15 years experience working with county, state, and federal agencies to ensure the safety of civilians by conducting simulated crisis events. Crisis scenarios may include, but are not limited to, situations involving natural disasters, meaning tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, terror scenarios, militias, and extremists. Can you show me one militia that has done any terrorist thing? I'm not talking about one individual. I'm talking about militias. Please bring me the proof. Biological and chemical warfare attacks. Okay? So this one was posted on 7/9 of 2016. But I had an individual from Canada who sent me an information about crisis actors that are actually being hired in Canada. So I'm going to read to you what it says, because it is no longer available on their Craigslist. Amazingly, what happens when you shine light and truth in the face of evil. So this is what it said. Crisis actors are being hired in Canada for Colorado event. This could be, and I wrote this, a drill, false flag, hoax, and it was listed on Craigslist and looking for crisis actors. Quote, actors required for security drills or crisis actors within the USA. Hide this posting, compensation, $1,000 a day, meals, travel, and accommodations. E9 is a private security firm and is seeking crisis actors for training, videos, and drills. Only actors with crisis acting experience need apply. Requirements. All races and sizes, but must be able to sit, stand, run for long periods of time. 18 years of age and up. Canadian citizen. Clean background check. Confidentiality agreement must be signed. And here are the details. The date. November the 14th through November the 17th, 2016. Is that or is that not elections? It's going to be held in Colorado, USA. Your salary will be $1,000 per day, working 10 to 12 hours per day, three meals and snacks per day, and accommodations and travel. The audition date for this was Friday, July the 17th, and it was held in downtown Toronto. So, I want to make you aware there is a possibility for some more DHS, HSEEP drills, hoaxes, false flags. A lot of times these staged events are now, instead of just being hoaxes, are now turning into false flags, and that is sickening and sad. And that goes back to that blue line, because the officers that know that it's a hoax or a false flag, if they would speak out, or if they would turn around and arrest these individuals that are doing this, because whether it's a hoax or a false flag, it is terrorism by government. It's that simple. So if you'd stand up, speak out, and do what's right, somehow I think that the unity of the people with the police would become so strong that nothing could defeat it. But as long as you pander to the criminals, and as long as you go along with criminal activity, as long as you hide behind that blue line, as long as you allow lies to be perpetrated within your departments, and to target innocent, American, God-fearing, God-loving constitutionalists that are pro-life. Until you take a stand for that, there's going to be a lot of people that still won't support you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not for anybody getting murdered. I'm for everybody having due process. But the problem is, a lot of times there is no due process going on the people's end. And a lot of times those officers that are guilty of sin are hidden behind that line. And although we protect you and we watch over you and we try with love in our hearts and with a duty bound to protect, you still don't speak out. You still allow internal documents to target the people of America that have stood for you. Why don't you stand for your oath? Why do you enforce unconstitutional illegal codes? Have you asked yourself that? Have you asked yourself if anything, is there anything that I'm possibly doing that would violate my oath and that's targeting the people then that may be fueling this anger? We'll pick up on some calls right after a couple of words from our sponsors. Please hang in there. I've enjoyed having you tonight. Please stay here. We'll get back to talking to some of our callers as soon as we come back and hear a word from our sponsors.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Parasitical committee, they're on the titty of sympathy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam Radio on RBN Network. If you would like to give a one-time donation or a couple of, you know, once a month or maybe just a one-time donation for Tom Lacavera Stewart to be able to get to different locations to report on things, you can go to resurrecttherepublic.com and be able to make a donation from there. We were discussing the crisis actors when I left, so I was letting you know that there is a possibility of more HSEEP drills. Now, whether they fall under HSEEP or something else, it doesn't matter. The point is, keep your eyes and ears open. We do have some dates, obviously, November 14th through the 17th of this year for Colorado. So, without further ado, I would like to pull caller number one, Dave from Nevada, on the line. How are you doing today, Dave?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, you just touched upon a lot of really important issues in your show today. Anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit about the crisis actors that they're recruiting from Canada. Mm-hmm. I actually heard someone else on RBN talking about this, and they said that the Craigslist ad for Canada was actually to send people to the Cleveland National Convention going on right now. So I don't know exactly how much credence there is to that, but that's okay. What I heard one caller say. And then what they were saying is they could basically fly them. There wouldn't be any trace if they were from Canada because they can fly them in and then fly them back out.
Okay. Well, that may have been a different ad, but the ad that that I saw is for Colorado, and it is the date for the I guess audition is a good way to say it. The date for the audition. Was the 17th of July, and it's for something that's going to be going on in Colorado, November the 14th through the 17th. So that may be a different ad because there are a lot of ads that are coming out. And I want to make this point clear. If anybody wants to follow me on Google Plus, you can follow me at Lori Anderson. It'll have my picture and it has a big Liberty Bell. Make sure it's not somebody doing a parrot of it. But if that is me, follow me on there because I do post this information. And then if you find one, send it to me because I actually I've got a collection and I put it to where people can open it. And all of the things that are found when it comes to the drills and the HSEEP drills, the crisis actors, the different things for hiring, I put it in there so that everybody can be informed. So if you want to follow me on Google Plus, that's another way to help with that. And if you see things like that, feel free to send it to me via Google Plus, and I'll put it up there too, as well, as soon as I research it.
Sure. And another topic that you touched upon that I thought was really important, you were talking about the thin blue line going on with the police. I heard that speech that was given, I guess that was played at the Trump convention by the police officer.
Right, Sheriff David Clark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that speech. The reason why is because they're using the same rhetoric as Black Lives Matter, basically. They're calling themselves Blue Lives Matter. They're BLM, too. In other words, they're dividing themselves up by their uniform. They're doing exactly what the BLM are doing, but they're doing it their way.
Right, they need
we have three gangs or groups, and they're all different dynamics. But we have the blacks, the whites, and the blues.
Mm-hmm.
And the blacks, or the Black Lives Matter, they're not just going after the cops. They're going after white people and cops. That's what makes it complicated.
They're not just going after white people either. They're going after black people as well. It is a communist, socialist group. They are funded by George Soros to create complete social chaos, to create and instill and provoke a internal war for the destruction of the country. It's basically, it's the United States version of what the Arab Spring was to Syria.
And so, I personally believe that it is... I personally believe that BLM is the American version of ISIS.
Right, right. What we'll do is, if you'll just hang on there for a moment, Dave, we've got to take a one more quick break and hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Whatever's going to happen in the future with the fact I'm not your typical cat.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam Radio on RBN Network. I want to thank you for joining us this evening. Right now I'm on a call with Dave from Nevada. Dave, would you like to finish your thought pattern so that we could discuss that? You were saying
yeah,
that
I'll just finish real quick. The reason why I brought up ISIS in relation to Black Lives Matter is because the same person that you mentioned, George Soros, is also behind the open immigration policy in Europe, which is basically ISIS in Europe. And if you've been following what's going on in France right now, they're in a national state of emergency, and they are literally on a moment-to-moment basis on the verge of breaking out into a civil war.
Right.
People are literally gearing up right now. They're getting ready.
Right. And here's the thing. ISIS is armed, trained, funded, and supplied mass amounts of training from us. It's definitely connected with CIA factions. The Mujahideen was created by us, supported by us to go into Russia. Then out of the Mujahideen was Al-Qaeda. All of these different factions, ISIS, Anwar al-Sharia, all of it, we can thank our United States government for. So when you actually realize, and I'm not saying you don't, I'm sure you do realize this, but I'm kind of talking to all of our audience.
Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Once you realize that, then you kind of realize how much of a joke that, quote unquote, we have to worry about the terrorists, we have to worry about the terrorists, that we have to give up our liberty is, because if we want to get rid of that, all we need to do is get rid of the unlawful CIA and the FBI and on down the list. Because that's the reality. Now, am I saying they are only it? No. But how many billions do they give to the United Nations? United Nations funds them. It's all about overthrowing legitimate governments. Assad is not that monster that everybody thinks he is. Now, I'm not saying he's perfect. The last time I checked, there was only one that was perfect that walked this earth, and it surely was not me. Nor is it going to be any other human being. And the thing is, they are consistently going in and overthrowing legitimate governments to try to install international bankers, central banks. If you will look up on the ICLEI map, amazingly enough, where ICLEI is not, which is, you know, a kind of a sub-faction of UN Agenda 21 and now what is known as UN Agenda 2030, that sub-faction, you'll notice that where there is, quote-unquote, ISIS and where they're trying to overthrow these really bad dictators, that protected Christians, by the way, there is no Rothschild or Rockefeller Bank. There's no central bank, and they don't have ICLEI there. So they're not allowing the theft of their resources. I guess that makes them bad. Now, when people have the reality that, okay, our government, or actually, let me restate that, because they're not really truly our government. They are a corporation that is controlling the people by de facto. So the United States Corporation is arming and funding and training terrorist drug dealers, breaking the codes that they set for us, we the people. And why they set those codes, I don't know, because it's unconstitutional in the first place. They never had authority to do anything over the people. And the Constitution limited everything that the federal government could do, including the judges of the land. Because in Article 6, Section 2, the judges are bound by the law of the land, which is the Constitution, and are not allowed to exceed that. So why, my thing is, I'm asking police officers to understand you have been propagandized. A lot of these police officers are waking up to realize we've been propagandized, we've been lied to. They're not the enemy that we thought that they were, because a lot of individuals, I mean, some of them out in Texas went with their AR-15, stood in front of the police departments and are protecting the police. Do you think maybe those police officers are saying, I'm glad you have your AR-15s now? Do you think that they will admit to the propaganda piece that was handed out to all law enforcement across this union through Department of Homeland Security, compliments of Southern Poverty Liar Center, claiming militias and constitutionalists and pro-life and all of the such as being extremist, and to watch out for them because we're quote-unquote targeting law enforcement, which is farthest from the truth. Do you think that they will be able to see past the bull to be able, with the realities that there are police being gunned down right now, do you think that this will be enough of a wake-up call for them to really realize and do a thought pattern in their mind to look in the mirror and say, hey, those that I was trained was the enemy is really truly not the enemy. We need to stand united with our people. Do you think that? What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they're thinking. I don't know what they're thinking. That's the problem.
True.
I think one of the problems, another problem I think is when you're out in the street, you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know who's who. You don't know who the nice cop is. You don't know who the nasty cop is. And I think that's the real problem.
And if they would start speaking out, or they would start engaging people in just conversation, not because, oh, I get to write a ticket today and get to tax somebody through that ticket, but actually get out there and meet people so that people can have that discernment to know, are you real or are you corrupt? Because, you know, I'm going to test you out. I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to test you out in an arrogant way. I'm going to have a conversation with you, and within 5 minutes, I can tell you whether it's a constitutional police officer or not, whether they claim it or not.
Well, it's easy. I think one thing that would really help, like that would solve at least 75% of these problems that we're seeing, is that they need to stop pulling people over.
Right. For what? Yeah, exactly.
For what? What are they pulling people over for? They're not committing crimes.
No,
that's
it's
what
taxes.
They need to understand. What are you pulling people over for?
Taxes.
I mean, who is being injured? No one. And so you're getting pulled over for something, and then you're meet, and then who knows what happens after that? After mm-hmm. that point, mm-hmm. and that's the real problem. I mean, I really think they should be out on the streets, but they don't. They should be walking around. That's what they should be doing. They don't need their cars.
And they surely don't need to be geared up like they're our military, because that violates, that puts in our mind exactly what your intent is. You know, you can tell if someone is a threat or not by the way they carry themselves a lot of times, too. You know, but it was very nice talking to you, Dave. Are there any last thoughts? Because I have one more caller on the line.
All right.
Thank you. Hi, Mark. How are you doing this evening?
Me okay.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Hello?
Can you hear me,
Mark? Okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Did something happen there?
Are you talking about, like, the glitch in your voice or whatever? It's okay
I'm
now.
I'm just wondering if you can hear me okay, because as soon as you pulled me up, your voice attenuated, and I work at night. I'm sitting in a truck on the freeway. I joke that with the company I'm working for now, when we put the white lines on the road, I'm the guy that fights off the coach head.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm going to give it a few minutes with the paint dry, okay?
You're running on fresh asphalt. I'll never understand.
I apologize. Let me. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm at work. That was my boss.
Okay.
Yeah, my boss is issuing me a directive, and I need to back up a bit. Anyway, I've been dealing with these people who call themselves conservative, and I've been giving thought to how to explain to them that this word conservative doesn't mean what you think it means.
Right.
It means people who are so wrapped up in political theatrics that if you tell them what's really wrong, that this political theatrics is drawing attention away from the fact that we have the outward trappings of a representative form of government that has routinely and habitually lied to us.
Mm-hmm.
And a republic does not just mean having the outward trappings of a representative form of government. It means the rule of law, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the thing I try to be clear to people is if the government could be trusted to govern itself and to be held accountable, and it goes way beyond, I mean, conservatives are all about, those liberals need to be held accountable, but they don't know how to take an honest look at, though you should be on file for treason.
Yep.
So should Star Cheney, and we're on the same page, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There is a plenty. Republican, Democrat, whatever the case may be, is two sides of the same coin. There is many of them that need to be tried for treason.
Yeah, because the thing I try to be clear, the major thing about having a militia is not about guns and ammo. And here's these five major points about what is a proper militia. Informed, organized, trained, disciplined, and equipped. And if you don't have those five elements, It's not, if you just have a bunch of people with guns and ammo, okay, you have a gun club, but do you have a militia? And the answer is no. And the thing is, informed means, was one of the major things that Plato emphasized in his work, The Republic. And that is from the Latin, in the Latin, res publica, that which pertains to the people. It means the rule of law. And that is, you have an honest and accurate understanding of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you people don't seem to understand that just because you all agree about something based on taking political theatrics at face value doesn't mean you have any idea what's going on. You know, mm-hmm. like you say that Israel's our friend unconditionally. All I can say to that is, you're saying there's no moral constraints regarding our dealing with Israel. And so you don't really have any clue what evil Israel is doing in the sight of God. And by that, I simply mean, just because you don't know it doesn't mean God doesn't know about it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And that's where I try to be clear to people, you know, we need to step back and take a fresh look at a lot of stuff about what's really going on and who's driving our foreign policy. And who's driving this, you know, I think that if people understood that this is not, the Federal Reserve System is just the American component of the plutocratic swindle of claiming we owe trillions and trillions that aren't even backed by paper. We're on the same page, right?
Yep.
And the thing is, Afghanistan did not have a private central bank controlled by the Rothschilds before 9/11. They do now. Iraq, likewise Libya. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Syria is under contention, and I try to explain to people, this is why I don't believe the slander campaign, because I know that the real reason why we attacked Libya that was posing no danger to us is because they were coming out with a gold-backed dinar. I heard about this, and it turns out one of Hillary's emails revealed that the real reason why we attacked Libya was because they were coming out with a gold-backed currency that mm-hmm. would have been a pan-African currency that would have absolutely devastated the plutocratic system of claiming we owe so-called money that's not even backed by paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe I ought to put some things down in writing, do some YouTube stuff, and explain that Leviticus 25, those words, proclaim liberty throughout the land, are cast on the side of the liberty belt. And I read Leviticus 25 very, very carefully, and there's no place that explicitly says that debts are forgiven. But what liberty is there in debt slavery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing we need to lawfully recognize is, you know, it's like, that's where I get in trouble with some people. You're agreeing with Hitler! I was like, well, when Hitler said, we don't owe this debt, happen to agree with him. If Hitler says, zwei und zwei ist vier, 2 and 2 is 4, I'm not obliged to disagree with him. You know, I would clarify that when Hitler spoke of Jews, he really meant the Zionists and the international bankers. It should not have been taken as a blanket indictment of all Jews, right?
Right.
And I would have to say, you know, we need to understand that there were certain phonies that antagonized the Germans to hate Jews.
But you do realize that Hitler was funded by the same bankers, too, right?
Sorry, what?
You do realize that Hitler was funded by the same bankers, too, right?
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, when people pay too much attention to the puppet, they're ignoring the puppet master. And
exactly.
I do recognize that Hitler repeatedly tried to make peace, tried to undo the damage of the Versailles Treaty. And what they don't tell people is that under the terms of the Versailles Treaty, Germany was supposed to be the first to lower their armament and military level. And then all the other nations were obliged to follow suit. And when they refused to do so, when they refused to follow their commitment, it's like, well, if you people aren't going to do what you're supposed to do, we're not obliged anymore to keep our military level down. We're going to go on ahead and rearm. Is that a correct understanding from your view?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot more to
Hitler
issue. You know, no one is saying that Hitler was a good guy at all.
Of course.
And you know, this all goes back to, you know, when you really search and dig and everything else, it all goes back to the same daggone globalist banker families. It all goes back down to, and those individuals believe in democide. They believe in eugenics. They want to depopulate the earth. And they use a lot of times the wars that they do or the invasions that they do to justify the murder of these civilians. But I did want to make one comment. What you were talking about the militia, that is the organized militia. That is not the unorganized militia. I don't know if you're aware of the Dick Act of 1902. If you're not, pull it up on the internet, get the actual copy of the Dick Act of 1902. It's going to put a smile on your face. American citizens, everyone was part of the unorganized militia. Everyone. And you were to have as many arms and as much ammunition as you were able to buy. And there is a reason for that. That's where that little saying came from that, you know, that you can't invade America because there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
Yes, Yakamoto.
Okay.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's not just for the organized, trained militia groups. When I am referencing militia, I am speaking of the whole of the people. I am not talking about organized militia. And then they tried to twist and change and try to claim that the National Guard is the organized militia, which is not true, not accurate. The National Guard doesn't even
exactly.
They're not even state anymore. They're ran federally, and all of that. So I just wanted to clarify that for the listeners that there is a huge difference between an organized militia that does gather intel. They've got intel. They train very hard, very accurately, very high standards, and amazing people. Amazing people.
Yeah. Well, I want to get more network. And well, let me drop this with you, if I may. I don't know if you've heard. NationalLibertyAlliance.org is something that I'd like to get out to the listeners and have maybe you might want to have a chat with some people and maybe you might even like to have them on sometime. But we're working on getting people informed, which, you know, like I say, I tried to say we need to get past the political theatrics to a bunch of the Barto GOP doesn't like me very much because I tried to be clear to them. I know you all agree with, you all call yourselves conservative. I want you people to understand something. I'm a classical liberal because I agree with the founders. And my agreement with the founders is why I disagree with neoconservatives and neoliberals alike. And I really try, to be civil and respectful. But I've had neoconservatives hit me with bigotry and hostility just because I'm trying to say, excuse me, I've examined your official narrative, and just because you worship and bow down and genuflect to this delusional ideal that we're the good guys and they're the bad guys, you know what? On the other side of the world, these people, these jihadists, as they, you know, the word jihad, it just means struggle. And if you people think that by bombing the crap out of these people, you're going to do anything other than further antagonize them, you really don't understand what's causing the problem. Reckless militarism created this problem in terms of us invading other countries. And if you don't know who installed Saddam Hussein in Iraq back in 63, I got news for you. It's the same criminals that installed the Shah in Iran a decade earlier. And you keep giving a pass to this criminal element. And you people need to understand that this criminal element operates on your ignorance. They operate based on you people being clueless that they are the ones creating all this antagony. And it's not that the Muslim world hates the American people. They may hate your bigotry and your the Greek word pseudognosis. It means false knowledge. They hate what you falsely think what you know about their belief system. But they hate the fact that what they hate is the impunity of this criminal element. And I want people to understand, I hate it even more. I'm not going to advocate. I have never advocated doing anything lawless or violent. In terms of the word violent, stems from the same word as violate. It means the unlawful use of force. I am saying, yes, there should be the lawful use of force in order to get these people to face accountability. But, you know, it's like if we can arrest them and prosecute them, great. But if you're not going to call for W to be held accountable for lying us into invading Iraq, I mean, I'm not giving Hillary a pass. I think that she should be prosecuted. She should be, you know, that's one thing I maintain. There's four times in the book of Deuteronomy regarding capital punishment where it says, where it's written, when the people see this, referring to capital punishment, they will know not to do such thing. Capital punishment needs to be done openly and publicly to be an effective deterrent. And that's one thing. It has to be fair. You can't just apply capital punishment to somebody just because trial by media has sold people a false narrative. You've got to be fair to people. But it also means that the criminal element that uses terms, they call it national security. You may appreciate it. I call it Nazi anal security because it's security of the criminal element from prosecution. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just want to challenge people to stop and think and question, why are you buying into this thing? And if you know that there's something wrong and you're more concerned about what will other people think, the question I want to put to you is, what's God going to think when he said you condone the slaughter of, what, 1.5+ million Muslims who were doing nothing to threaten us?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were more concerned about what other people think than exalting the truth at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And when you don't speak out against illegal invasion or the bombing and droning of innocents or, you know, things like that, then you become complicit with it and you will be held accountable.
We're all going to be accountable. The thing I try to be clear to something, I like to rephrase the golden rule. Yes, being accountable to each other, knowing that ultimately we're going to be accountable to our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know that there are widespread lies, like the lie that we're made safe or free by attacking other countries that really were not threatening us. And one thing I told that conservative Barry Loudermilk, my Congress critter, I told him I call God as my witness that the Taliban was right all along when they said this body of evidence does not prove that bin Laden caused 9/11. Then the real terrorists are the people that lied to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to accept that, but I need to put another formal demand like I have twice before with Congressman Bill Gingrich, who didn't respond. I think he had an assistant waste about an hour of my time telling me that the government has no obligation to produce any evidence of any kind, and I got to prove things that are only known to people like Dart Cheney. And I'm like, excuse me, no, you're making a false claim that for dishonest reasons of maintaining the impunity of criminal elements, that you can't disclose what was revealed to our so-called enemy. And all I maintain is simply this. God knows that if the Taliban was right all along, then we're not made safe or free by giving W a pass. And Cheney ordered NORAD to sit on their hands on 9/11. Rumsfeld announced $2.3 trillion missing the day before 9/11. And if you're not going to take an honest look at that, you're not going to take an honest look at how real we need to have. One thing I think we really need to understand is there needs to be a morally legitimate definition of terrorism that includes the treason of lying us into war and immorally antagonizing hostility. And I think we need to have something there that the intelligence community has absolutely, I mean, if the gathering of information and analyzing it is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when the CIA and other agencies are going into other countries and creating problems, including drug trafficking, which is going to fund black ops, I'm like, excuse me, these black ops have no moral constraint. Congress has no control over these black ops. And you people need to stop condoning that these things are going on. You need to stop turning a blind eye that there's criminal elements antagonizing, you know, and it's like, what happens if you were to realize that these ISIS people that are creating these problems, the reason why they're doing things is because they went through torture that you condone thinking you get legitimate intelligence. And if you disown...
Well, what I need to do, Mark, if you can hold on for a moment, I need to put in a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Just letting everybody know that I've run out of time for tonight. Hope to be back with you again soon. Y'all have a great evening. Thank you for tuning in to RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic Radio with Dirty Uncle Sam on RBN Network. Talk to you next time.
What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now,
I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.